come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Sometimes you wake up and you're not feeling your best. The reason I'm talking about this today is because today is one of those days for me. You know, you can stay positive, and I'm a very, very positive person. Now, I'm turning it around as I speak to you because I've learned a trick in my life. I've learned a self-motivating tool that I use, and I'm going to share it with you today. So if you wake up and you're not quite feeling yourself that day, as is the case with me today, if you wake up and you just, you know the old saying, you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, that type of thing. You're having one of those days. Here's what I do. Here's what I've already began to do to turn the ship around for me. Whenever I'm having one of those moments where I'm not on point, don't feel or something seems a little off center, I immediately, and I'm not kidding you. I'm in the process of doing it right now. I immediately start thinking of all the little things that I have that I can be grateful for. And I start with the fact that the reason I had to get up this morning. See, the reason I had to get up this morning was because of, you know, the work I do, the job I have. Now, you may not have a job that you're in love with like I'm in love with mine, but let me ask you this right here. Suppose you didn't have that job. Oh, man, how would today be? Well, you could sleep in a little bit longer, but when you woke up, man, you'd have to be faced with the cold realization that, hey, man, I ain't working. Man, I ain't making it happen for me and mine. I'm not getting it done. And so with that in mind, I immediately start showing some gratitude for waking up and, man, just having work to go do. And then I started telling myself that, man, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning. That I'm up. I'm actually able. That I'm here again. That he ain't through with me yet. That there's really still things for me to do. Man, okay, cool. I'm on point with that. And then I just started going over the little things. Man, my coffee machine wasn't working this morning. I said, man, I've been fiddling with that coffee machine trying to get it to work, you know. Couldn't get it to work. I'm out at the ranch this week because the boys' camp starts tomorrow. And I haven't been out here in a year. But, you know, I call somebody, you know, I get some coffee. It's okay. It ain't the end of the world. You know, and I start thinking about, man, that I have a place that I can go to once a year. That's beautiful. You know, I start thinking about, you know, man, look, I got a place that I lay my head that's mine. I mean, you know, as my father-in-law once told me when somebody came to see about him in his house, was inside his house talking to him crazy, the police. He said, listen to me. He said, this is my house. He said, as meager as it may be, this is my house. And I'm the king of this castle right here. However meager it may be, this is mine. And, you know, when you start looking at stuff in terms like that, man, I mean, for me, it's just a trick I use. I start feeling better. I start looking around, man. I start thinking about, man, I got something to wear today. You know, I start looking at little stuff. Man, I'm going to have some eggs later on today. I start looking at other stuff. Somebody's hungry today. See, somebody don't really have an option of knowing what they're going to have today. I actually have a refrigerator with an option in it. You know, I start looking at the little things, man, that God has done for me. The little things that's in my life. And I start picking myself up, man. I start feeling a whole lot better about myself. And see, the more I start telling it to you right now, the better I'm starting to feel. Because, man, listen to my voice. My energy is picking up. My pace is picking up. Because now I didn't hit my rhythm. I'm up. I'm glad I'm up. I'm grateful to be here. I'm glad I got a family. I'm glad God didn't kept my kids. I'm glad God kept my wife. You know, I'm glad, you know, whoever you are, whatever your situation is, God didn't kept somebody for you on your behalf. that's a benefit to you, or somebody you're trying to teach something, they may finally get it today, or something you've been trying to know, you may finally know it today. But you got to accept the blessing of what it is that you know now. Okay? You know, see, if you've been looking for an answer, a solution to a problem, and then the solution come, you know, you got to be grateful for it. You know, Lord, help me with this relationship. Maybe today is the day you find out that that's been the toxin and the poison in your life, that that relationship is what's wrong. See, but because we want to hang on to it, or we tried to make it go against everything that was in us, now we got this toxic poison in our life. You know, you may find out today that that's it, that you need to move on. Well, you know something, that ain't the most devastating thing you could find out. There's a blessing in a lot of things that looks painful at times. You know, I said it at best one time. I said, you know, sometimes the breakup is the blessing. For a lot of people, it is, man. Because, you know, look, man, you know, we make choices with who we want to be with. Sometimes you done pick the wrong person, you know. Look, and it don't make that person a bad person. That person just wasn't good together with you. That's all it is. And so when you come to that realization, sometimes, you know, it's time to move on. You got to be grateful for all of the little things, man. The fact that you have a way to get around. The way that you have, the reason that you have some money to go get on something to go get around. That you in school. It might not be going just perfect for you right now, but guess what? You in school, man. You got a shot. You making it happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have that, man. A lot of people don't know what the next move is. At least you're in the process of doing something about it, and you may not know how to see your way all the way to the end, but just knowing what to do, what the next step could be for you, that's good enough. You know, you don't have to know all the steps. Just what am I going to do next? Well, after I do this, I'm going to take this course. Then after I complete this semester, I move on to that semester. I don't care what it is. Look, man, we just got to find something to be grateful about today, because in your gratitude, God blesses you with more. See, when God sees that we're grateful for the things we have, he gives us more things to be grateful for. It's simply the law of attraction. If you're thankful and grateful for the things you have, you will now attract to yourself more things to be grateful for. It's the law of attraction. It works in every aspect of your life. Now, the fact that you don't know the rule, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. Well, Steve, I ain't never heard that. That ain't how I look at it. No. The law of attraction doesn't work that way, folks. It works the same way for everybody, whether you're aware of it or not. So the thing that you want the most of in your life is the thing that you're going to have to give the most of. The thing that you hope happens to you the most, it's the thing that you're going to have happen to others the most. Lord, I want you to cover me. You're going to have to cover some people. Lord, I want you to hear my cry. You're going to have to hear some people's cries. Lord, I want more love in my life. You're going to have to love more people. I'm talking about real, real love now. I'm not talking about going out fooling around with somebody. That's ridiculousness. And see, here's, since I'm talking about love and wrong love and ridiculousness, here's how you know that it ain't from God. I want you to hear me now. If God is involved in it, there is no sin. If there is sin involved in it, it's not from God. Just remember that rule. It took me a long time to learn that one. You know what? The Bible says, do unto others that you would have them do it. Well, they did it to me, so they must want it done to them. I'm going to go down here. I'm going to do this. If what you're going to do is a sin, you have now twisted a Bible verse to fit your method or what you want to do. To know, simply know that if it's God's voice that's talking to you or something that's going on is in it, Bishop Olmert taught this to me. God's voice and God's methods or ways has no sin in it. That's you. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. 18 minutes after the hour. All right. Fire.
Doom, doom, doom.
Fire. Say, child, fire. Woo, woo, woo. Fire. The way you walk, talk, really sets me off to a five-alarm, child. Yes, it does. The way you squeeze, tease, knocks me to my knees. Come out smoking, baby. Swear, cuz, really racks my nerves, and I'm so excited, child. Ooh, when you push, let me know. Gonna get your wish. Oh, yeah. Fire. That's how I feel.
Can't see that right.
I know. I love the falsetto. That was really cool.
Yeah, I threw that in. Mm. I normally don't have that either.
And it's early, too.
That's been gone. When I was 15, I could sing my ass off.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, did you used to be in a group, huh?
Oh, yeah. 15, when I was young, yeah, I could sing, man. Did something happen to my voice, man. I don't know what it was, but I went to college and it was gone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess it changed, you know.
Yeah.
I should have took some shots or something.
Some B12 shots.
You know, I don't know what they do. You know, baby voice shots or something. Hormones.
All guys' voices change, though, at what, like 14 or something like that?
Yeah, mine changed. I couldn't sing no more. I had falsetto, everything. I was Eddie Kendricks. My brother used to tell me all the time, man, you might have to get into singing, man.
Really?
Where the cream at?
Mm.
Right.
That's why.
Right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, he just sent me some coffee down. Coffee. You know, I got an assistant. He's a bright young man. He's out of Morehouse. Dumbass little boy.
But dumb.
You know, boy, I got some book knowledge with your regular ass life. I'm going, boy. This boy got me back into the stock market. I hadn't done stocks since
finance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, his major was export imports at Morehouse, and he was a fine young man. And I wasn't in the stocks. He said, "Mr. Harvey, you should really look in the stocks." I said, "No, I lost a lot of money." You remember when the stock market crashed?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't had nothing but tech stocks. I didn't have a diversified portfolio. I didn't want to hear it.
Diversified
is when I left them.
Uh-huh.
No, I said what I wanted to say. I had a diversified portfolio.
Yeah.
The one that when it all go wrong, they just all leave you at the same time. See, if it diversified, you would have survived it.
Right,
I had
right.
a diversified one. See, I'm going to teach y'all how to talk to me. And the young man told me, he said, "Mr. Harvey, you ought to get back into stocks." And I said, "No, man." I said, "I lost a lot of money. I just want... You know, I go somewhere, whatever I put over there, I want at least that there when I go back. Now, if it grow a little bit, cool. But I want what I sent over there to be over there. What I can't do is go over there and you tell me that ain't there no more."
Mm.
So he said, "Oh, that makes sense." He said, "But if I were you..." Oh, okay, how are you today? Said, but...
Okay, reality radio.
Yeah, reality radio.
In full effect.
He just all over the place. First, we were talking about singing, Eddie Kendricks.
We went to cream.
Now we on the stock market.
That's why I said we need, I told y'all we need to have some structure.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We had structure.
I'm crazy in the morning. Okay, so what am I talking about now, though?
Your portfolio. Your portfolio that's diversified.
Was diversified. I have a diversified one. Because, you know, the thing about stuff, you don't have to go in with no 100,000 or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the number you always tell us we need.
Yeah. Well, hold on, HR.
HR?
Who is HR?
You know, HR.
Human Resources?
No.
Half rich.
Remind me about them acronyms. HR.
Yeah, Tommy is our new HR department.
Because he average.
Tommy, you in the stock market at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
50 cents. I'm 50 cents away from this Wingstop, so you know, keep your fingers crossed for me. I'm about to get it.
That's a franchise that ain't a bad you want to get,
that, right. Tommy. Huh? Tommy, that ain't a bad move, man.
Lemon pepper wings all day.
All day long.
Knew you had money, Tommy. I knew.
Shut up, Junior.
Are you gonna be? You're just gonna buy the French. You're gonna be cooking because you love to cook.
I'm not gonna be in there putting no batter on them wings. I promise.
Okay.
You might have to if your employees.
When you have a business, when you have a business, you got to be there.
You got to roll up your sleeves and get right on in there. What if somebody's sick?
Lemonade gonna have to go in there. It ain't gonna be me.
Oh, you above that?
No, I ain't above it.
That's what it sounds
so
like.
So can I just ask? Because I mean, it's public knowledge. How much does it cost to get a? You know what? That's a great conversation. How much does it cost to start up a wing stop?
Okay.
You need to have 200K
liquid.
Liquid.
He about to say liquid.
He got that too.
He could have been had a wing stop.
Yeah.
If they knew that about him, they wouldn't even give him a damn wing stop. Yeah. Go ahead, Tommy. So you got to have what?
200K liquid. And you gotta have. I don't want to put this out. We gonna stop.
Come on, you gotta have one, Tommy. It's common knowledge. We can Google it.
What your net worth has to be?
He said.
I tell you what, on 30 something funny, we're gonna have an informative 30 something funny today. We're talking about opening a franchise. We're going to come back with the list of franchise and the requirements to open the basic requirements.
Okay.
In other words, we're just going to Google it for you.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back at 34 with more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When we come back, today's 30-something funny. It's going to be 30-something informative. We were talking about Tommy's looking into doing a little bit of business, which I commend, I applaud, I take my hat off to.
That's awesome.
And I think that it should be encouraging to other folks, too. So 30-something informative, this is just going to be basic information, guys. Basic franchise information. If you're out there and you ever thought about owning a franchise, we're just going to give you some basic information when we come back.
Okay.
All right, we're back. Now, Tommy.
Yes, sir, Don.
You've been thinking about going into this Wingstop. Tell people basically what they have to have.
Wingstop. You have to have a net worth of 400K.
And God, dog.
I'm through. I'm flowing.
Y'all, let him finish. Y'all shut up, man.
Congratulations, man.
Dog, I didn't know he lied to
you. You got to have a net worth of 400K. And you
he cleared that easy, though. He cleared that's easy.
He said that
you got to have 200K in cash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, guess who has 9 wing stops, y'all?
Who?
Rick Ross.
That boy.
Rick Ross.
Ricky Rose.
Ricky Rose, baby.
Woo. He got 9 wing stops.
Uh-huh.
It's the ones you like. His favorites are what? Them lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper.
Come on, Rick.
Hey, but let me say this, though. Suppose there was another couple that you were really cool with, y'all hang out with, y'all go to dinner. Suppose you all open one together.
See, that even or make, something that like more that. Feasible.
Yeah.
That would
you
be
You know,
great.
That's just, then, you know what I mean, just a thought starter. So Wingstop, you got to have a 400K net worth. You got to have 200,000 liquid cash. And how much for the franchise?
I'm going to have it for you in a minute. Keep going, dog. My bad.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese. Let me do Chuck E. Cheese.
Now I'm going to just tell y'all now, Chuck E. Cheese going to be high.
You're not going to believe how high Chuck E. Cheese is.
You go out there doing something with them kids and insurance. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah. It ranges from $1.17 million to $1.83 million. That's to own and operate one, to open and operate a Chuck E. Cheese franchise. And you have to have liquid assets of $800,000.
Wow.
Check that off.
So when the parents
list.
Come to sue your ass, you will have some.
Exactly.
Exactly what that fuck.
Because their little baby done went in here and stuck one of them balls in the jumping room in their nostril and can't get it out.
What? He's stupid, Steve. The balls are
one
big
of them little
now.
Boys
they
big.
They ain't small,
when the
man.
Last time you been
no, nah, hell no. Nah. I know how big they are. But so how is that in your damn nostril? He done climbed up on top of the Chuck E. Cheese sign. Now he done got the ear wedged in the crack of his booty and can't get it out. Now they finna sue your ass.
But they make something money funny part
you,
of it.
You think about it, man. They do. You can go in there and just take your kid or at the birthday parties. You see
yes.
how they roll those birthday parties?
Yes. Yes, it's a business. It definitely man. Is a business.
That's an expensive franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It very much so is.
I would love to find out what's the average net mm-hmm. profit of a Chuck E. Cheese. See if you can look that up. And okay. what's the average net profit of a Wingstop? And when we come back, instead of running that prank back, we going to continue this conversation. We going to uplift each other and move on, y'all. Coming up next.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome back to the ride. You know, I know what we normally do, but it's so great to try to uplift people and encourage people. Mm-hmm. I think that adds an element to this show that can be really, really enlightening. I'm actually thinking about putting that on my new talk show.
Mm. What?
Have franchisees come out and talk about they friend have like a mini conference on the show one day. Or just a bunch of franchisees showing the benefits of having a franchise. So we come back, we'll go over a couple more. We'll talk about pizza, chicken.
I love pizza.
And burgers. Coming up right after this. For as long as I can remember, you're all a real man can need and ever ask for, baby. All right, we're back. So Tommy, did you find out?
No, my wife.
Still waiting? Taking kids to school. Got to wait on that. So the Wingstop so far, got to have a net worth of $400,000. Mm-hmm. Got to have $200,000 liquid cash. That's right. And then we'll find out what the franchise cost. Yes. We did the Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a lot, Chuck E. Cheese. You got to be worth almost $1 million, and to own and operate it cost over $1 million. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
And you got to have a net worth of $1 million because of the loss.
Yeah.
Ooh, I ain't never going in into my business.
I sat up in here and stuck that hot ass piece of pizza down his damn throat and burnt his uvula off. Now you got to pay for that because this dumb ass baby.
Don't you love the uvula though?
Here, man. Mm-hmm. You done stuck your pizza down there. You done held your head back and dripped the hot cheese on your uvula. Now your ass, the only thing burnt is that little dangling in the back of your mouth. Now you just sit up here and burnt it. Now we got to sue. Here, you just sit up there and choked on the Slurpee.
Okay, I got it.
What you got?
$20K. But you know what I think is different? It's $20K for the franchise fee, but I think now when you get a Wingstop, I don't think you can just get one. You know, I think you have to get two or three of them at one time.
Oh, that's where we're
going. You have to pay the franchise fee three times? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Per store, probably.
Per store.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take a quiz if you want to own a Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
See if you can find the questions. I'll take the quiz.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I can't.
You think you Chuck E. Cheese ready?
Hell no. I know good and hell well they ain't going to give me one.
What if they gave you one, but you had to be the mouse for a couple months? You...
For the birthday
man,
party.
Chuck E. Cheese would be so close. There'd be one birthday party. They'll be picketing.
Oh, we don't like the mouse.
The mouse is evil.
Pizza Hut, it says the investment, it looks like it's about $297,000 to $563,000. And then Baskin-Robbins, $100,000 investment and net worth of liquid. $200,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so then you got.
But you got to be conscious, know that of Baskin Robbins, of where you live.
Yeah, it might be a seasonal business, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Depending on where you live, you can't open it up like a storefront downtown Chicago.
You know. Ain't nobody gonna be there in the winter.
I can promise you. Your ass for
you know who won't be there.
Times.
Yeah. And then you I think too, some. Don't you see like sometimes Steve they'll have like Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts together.
It's yeah.
A combination franchise too.
Uh huh.
How interested are you in opening a business? Are you very interested? Are you interested? Are you somewhat interested?
Oh, is these the questions for Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, that's one of
okay,
them.
Okay, all right. I'm about to do the Chuck E. Cheese survey. Go
this
ahead,
this is one question. How interested are you in opening a business? Very interested?
Very interested.
Oh, okay. All right. Go on. Ask somebody else something.
What about El Pollo Loco, Steve?
El Pollo.
Yeah, hell yeah. Pollo. That's a chicken out in L.A. They huge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. El Pollo Loco. I used to do business with them. Yeah. They offered me a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
$1 million, 300 liquid. You got that, brother.
Man.
That's, you good.
Well, you got to have a million net worth. You got to have 300 liquid.
Yes.
Okay. Why are you interested in opening a business? Is it because of the flexibility? Is it because of the money? Your lifestyle? Is it
I'm trying to come up.
Okay, money.
All this is, I'm trying to come up.
All right. What is your education level? High school?
I don't have one.
Well, I did not graduate. Okay.
Yeah.
Finish. Okay.
What they threw with me then.
Where are you currently in your career? Are you studying? Are you at the entry level? Are you in management? Have you retired?
I'm on the way out.
Are you unemployed or self-employed?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Are you a homeowner? Yes or no?
Four of them.
Okay. That would be a yes.
Hell no.
What is your credit rating?
There we go.
Best guess.
Probably like a 268, I think.
Steve, you got bad credit.
Poor. You know, he always says that. Poor.
Hell yeah. Rich people don't have. Well.
Okay. Have you ever declared bankruptcy?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no.
I just ain't pay you. And then I just wait 7 years and then ride off.
What is your budget to invest in a business? Is it 500K?
How much y'all need?
250, 100, 75, 50, 25.
I got 500K, whatever y'all.
500K, okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're doing the Chuck E. Cheese service. Steve Harvey gonna get a franchise.
Have you ever owned a business? Yes or no?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Why he just can't say yes?
Have you ever gone out of business?
Have you previously looked into opening a franchise?
Yep, sure have.
These are easy questions, though.
Yeah, just come on, ask me somebody. Yeah.
Are you in California?
Wherever I need to be.
I'm on the way.
Everywhere. I'm young. I'm global.
Okay.
I'm in the Philippines. I'm everywhere. Colombia. Well, what you need?
This sounds like a...
He said Colombia.
Where should we send your personalized matches? Okay, they ask for your email address and then your next step.
Email.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He didn't even know.
Tell you right now. Hold on.
Are you trying to get in touch with him?
I'm finna tell him. Monica, read this. How many unread emails I got, Monica? Read it in the mic.
3,327.
Unread. He hasn't even clicked on.
Email me if you want to. If I don't recognize your name and I don't read it. If I can't tell by the title what the email is about, I probably ain't going to read it.
Okay, well then let's just say you won't be getting a Chuck E. Cheese. How about that?
Why is that?
Because you won't give us your email address, and if they email you, you won't open it.
No, I tell you, I give them the email. I don't mean I'm going to open it. If it say Chuck E. Cheese, I open it.
Well, can I ask you a question? Since
yeah, baby, go ahead.
On the way out.
Do you like kids?
Some of them.
It's not going well.
You out. Not a good franchise for you, baby.
Oh, man.
Some of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let me ask y'all. Y'all like everybody kids?
Uh-uh.
Hell no. Ask Chucky, do he like all the kids?
All right. We'll be back with more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's a long song. All right, we back. Top of the hour. We've been talking about these franchises. I'm in the middle of taking the Chuck E. Cheese exam to see if I qualify for a Chuck E. Cheese franchise. Last question was asked by Carla, which was Carla what?
Do you like kids?
And my answer was some of them.
How are you going to own a Chuck E. Cheese franchise don't like kids?
He not. He's
I didn't not say I didn't like kids. I love kids. But okay. Some of them. Well, y'all ain't never had no kids get on y'all nerves.
You got hundreds coming to Chuck E. Cheese on the
daily. You can't.
It's going to be a lot of kids in there, so you got to at least, you know.
His kids work at Chuck E. Cheese.
You're not going to like everybody. What kind of question is that? What, you want me to lie and tell you I love all children?
It sounds better on the application. If you're going to get them.
Just put on that application. What is the next question, Shirley?
Okay, I filled in your email address. The next question is for your first and last name. I did that, and I gave them a phone number.
All right, cool.
So you want to talk about...
Oh, they give you some things. They give you some... Oh, this is what they do. They give you some matches to what you put in.
Okay, what they got?
Okay, they got...
They have
SMS Masterminds. Backed by our money-back guarantee, you will generate residual income by using text message, marketing, and other digital services. Everywhere you look, people are glued to their mobile phones. Paper, radio, and email marketing are now obsolete. Every business needs our new solution, and we are revolutionizing how merchants connect with consumers.
Mm-hmm. Surely.
So you have a 98% compatibility match with them, Steve.
I told y'all what I'm telling y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I know how to fill out this stuff. You got to talk to people like you don't care.
$34,000.
Let me explain something to you. The way to get money is you got to act and sound like you don't need the money. Uh-huh. I've been getting stuff my whole life. I've been telling you. See, y'all be trying to say all this. Act like you don't care. And watch them try to give you some more damn money. You got to act like you don't need money. You can't be at the bank talking about, I sure hope y'all, whatever.
All you need is $35,000 to start that franchise.
Which one?
SMS Masterminds, the one I just told you.
I know.
So he can't get a Chuck E. Cheese.
No. They give you matches for what the information you put in.
Oh, that's what they came up with.
You can't get a Chuck E. Cheese.
Also, you were like on a franchise matching site.
Yeah. No, I was on Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
Oh, and they said so. You don't need to work with no kids. You need to work with someone.
You need to get in the text messages.
Oh, I got it, Shirley.
You don't need to be around no damn people.
You need to be by yourself.
Yeah. You need a chain of churches.
You need a mailbox though.
You could do this. This is with kids.
You need some ATM machines.
You need $80,000 for this. British Swim School. It's an educational franchise teaching children how to swim. You could do that for $80,000. Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
What's the name of it again?
British Swim School.
That's like fins.
Oh, you could go to the YMCA.
No damn I want a damn Chuck E. Cheese.
Send your kids to the YMCA. Wow.
Chucky told you can't play with the kids.
Well, they ain't gonna sit up there and tell me I can't play with no damn kids.
No. Oh, you could open up a Sky Zone indoor trampoline park.
That's kids.
Yeah. $500,000 liquid you need for that. 99.
Stop all that jumping.
99% compatibility. Park. Yeah, it's fun.
Bounce your ass right down off of there.
But it's a trampoline park.
Get out the park.
All right, we got to go to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. We were doing a helpful franchise things this morning to get you sparked up. You know, man, just look into franchising. Most of you that are at your desk right now don't really want to be at that desk. And you got to start thinking outside into your imagination. What have you always wanted to own? What are you good at? See, I think Tommy would be great at a wing stop. I think Tommy would be great because Tommy cook. He grill. So he know about food. So it makes sense.
Oh, you know, so
it's about the only thing
sense.
You've ever done I've applauded.
Bring up Miss Ann, man.
Between this touring and them pranks, that's it.
Miss Ann,
can I franchise them pranks?
Pranks and touring, that's all he knows. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lovely, the talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. President Trump declared the start of a new era in energy production yesterday after signing an executive order designed to get rid of a bunch of regulations imposed by the Obama administration to reduce carbon emissions.
Perhaps no single regulation threatens our miners, energy workers, and companies more than this crushing attack on American industry. Second, we are lifting the ban on federal leasing for coal production.
Now, President Trump says he's just keeping the promise that he made to coal miners during the campaign to bring back jobs and to, quote, make America wealthy again. Okay, several states, by the way, coming out in support of the president's effort to impose that ban on immigration from six mostly Muslim countries. The governor of Mississippi has joined 12 attorneys generals from Texas, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, Montana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and West Virginia in filing a friend of the court brief backing the new president's immigration ban, saying the ban does not discriminate in their opinions and is grounded in national security concerns. Hey, by the way, after the defeat last week of the GOP health care bill, House Democrats say that their polling shows that most of the public is on their side when it comes to current health care law, even in battleground districts. The White House now says it's willing to reach across the political aisle. However, Democrats say they're still waiting by the phone. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down the standard used by the state of Texas to determine whether a convicted murderer is mentally deficient or not and therefore ineligible for the death penalty. The high court finds that the Lone Star State has been using outdated medical manuals and also just a consensus of Texas citizens to determine who lives or dies. They haven't been doing anything, they say, scientifically or the right way. Here's some sad news. African-American historian, journalist, and activist Roger Wilkins has died at age 85. Now, Roger Wilkins held a key civil rights position in President Lyndon Johnson's administration. He served in other administrations in Washington. And as an editorial writer, Roger Wilkins helped the Washington Post win a Pulitzer Prize for its Watergate coverage. Now, Roger Wilkins's uncle, his uncle, was the famous civil rights leader, Roy Wilkins, just in case you think you're saying, oh, wasn't that the civil rights leader? No, that was his nephew, and he will be missed, absolutely. Hey, today is National Vietnam Veterans Day. It's also National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. And it's National What's Up With the Kids Day.
Kids! I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
Exactly. This is Ann Tripp on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, Miss Ann. We appreciate it, as always.
Music.
And call us and tell us who you're jealous of and just never admitted it, okay? 877-29-STEVE. Great question. Let's go to line three and talk to Jason out of Illinois.
Man, what's going on, Jay?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, man. Anybody you ever been jealous of, Jason?
You know what? Can I be honest with you? Hey, good morning, crew. I have to speak to everybody.
Good morning.
But,
but I got to be honest. I'm jealous of you, Mr. Steve Harvey. I am so jealous and admiration of you. You got 37 TV shows. You can host that everything from, you know, the Miss America to Little Big Shots, man, you are just an inspiration, and I got to be honest, I'm just jealous of you. I'm like, you know, Lord, why didn't you make my name Steve Harvey? You know what I'm saying? why didn't you make me Steve? Now, he did vertically bless me, unlike Tommy and Junior there. So, but, you know, I'm not trying to replace nobody, but I can.
What did you just say? You did what?
I could be your junior. I could be your junior. Come on, everybody.
Hey, that job's taken. That job's taken.
Yeah, yes, everybody. Hey, hold on. Hey, Jason, do it again.
Morning, everybody. Morning. We'll see, Ronald. You can call me Junior Square. I could be Junior
Swift.
Junior to the second
power.
You ain't taking nobody.
Wait, yeah, he in Illinois, Jay. Don't get your ass whooped on this show now.
Hold on, man. Do Tommy again.
What's up, everybody? Let me tell you what happened with me and Big Honey. Man, look, we threw.
That's pretty good, Jay.
Sounds just like you. Tommy, I think I found him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. We're back. It's the Butterfly Blog. It ain't been going good lately. We were holding a vote yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
From what I remember, and I think we're down to the vote. I don't know what it is, ladies and gentlemen, but he'll be here in a minute, though. Think I was going to say.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Good morning to the crew. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
Hey, Butterfly, Flutter, Flutter. I voted for you.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on, flap on.
Hey, good morning.
Uh-oh.
Yes, so we left off yesterday where...
Now, we'll tell everybody what we're voting for.
Yes, it's about who's going to be doing this particular segment, myself or Oatmeal, who has been interrupting my segment for the last couple of weeks. So it's
right. I have a suggestion too, if I can make it.
Right now the vote is 2-1. Carla voted, Shirley voted, Junior voted. So right now it's time for her time of the vote. Let's see where all the chips gonna fall.
Okay, so it's 2-1. Shirley and who voted for? Oh, Shirley voted for.
Shirley voted for me.
Shirley voted for Eugene.
Yeah, I did.
And Carla, and Junior, voted for Oatmeal.
Yes.
Already.
All right, so it's 2-1. So Tommy, your vote, man.
Okay, so.
Ooh, this is gonna be hard for you.
Ah, this is hard. You know what? Since Eugene been around for the longest, Eugene, I'm gonna vote for you. Okay.
That's crazy.
You give me a hard time, but I'm a
sweet
man. That is so nice of you.
Wow.
That's so nice.
It is.
Wow.
But the
that's
problem
unbelievable.
Is,
and all the times you have dogged him and called him stupid, and you didn't want to stay there, and then he turns around and votes for you.
Thank you so much,
and
Tommy.
Tied it all up.
But the problem is that the. The last vote is on you.
Oh.
Oh.
The deciding vote.
You talking about the creator of the show?
This is 2-2.
Steve, I...
You talking about who this show named after?
I've been working here a long, long time. I have
you talking
doing...
about the dude that started this, it jumped off back
you
in 2000?
You talking about the real one, baby? Yeah, Steve Harvey. Go ahead, Harvey. Yeah. I know you ain't thinking we're gonna come down it is.
Well, I tell you what, before I vote, I'm gonna let each one of you have some remarks. Your closing remarks before it goes to the jury, the one man jury of I. Who wants to go first? Oatmeal or Eugene? Who you think should go first, Tommy?
I don't care, dog. That's on them. They can. Whichever one want to step up.
Oatmeal first.
Hey, look here. First of all, I want to say this to you. I think I'm qualified to be in the position to come in here in the morning with a good attitude, talk to people like I got some common sense, show them some respect, some love, they co-workers, you know, they got their part, they doing in the show too. It's time for me to step up, do my part, and, you know, be a part, you know, camaraderie is what we trying to have up here. Camaraderie, that's what you want when you working with people. So like I say though, all I want to do is come in here, make y'all laugh for a couple minutes, be on out. I ain't got no attitude. I ain't trying to make you do nothing different, wear certain clothes or whatever.
Thank you, Oatmeal. Thank you so much. Eugene, your clothes.
You made some good points.
I have been here. I have had 10 years.
Both of you all come back at 34 after and we'll vote. Go ahead.
I'm going to lose. I already did it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, all right, Butterfly.
We back 34 minutes after the hour. When we come back, Eugene will offer his closing remarks, as did Oatmeal, and then the judge of one, the jury of I, will decide who has this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene is up next, pleading his position.
With your permission.
All right, we back. Eugene, go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say, man.
I feel real Hillary Clinton right now. I really do. It just does not feel well. It just feels really, really like you all have made decisions. I feel like I didn't go to Wisconsin. That's how I feel. So I want to say this. I've had tenure here. I am your butterfly. I am your friend. And there has been times, I'm sorry, that I have been a little out of line. Maybe a tad. But I've been here such a long time. And I just think that you should vote for me, Mr. Harvey, because I'm your old faithful. I'm here when I don't want to be, when Tommy don't want to be. When he has an attitude, I am. But I'm not saying nothing bad about Tommy, because Tommy, I'm sorry. Thank you for voting for me. I just want my job, and I don't want to lose what I'm doing. And I deserve a second chance.
Well, everybody deserves a second chance.
I deserve a second chance. So I'm asking you, Mr. Harvey, to vote for me, please.
Well, you done had a second chance already. We like on chance. We on like number 14, I think.
Now that's Tommy. But see, I keep trying not to say that bad about, but he the problem.
Y'all trying to get the bus.
I'm not trying to throw him under the bus.
No, but you just he the one, he just voted for you.
I just voted for you, man.
I can't believe you still talking about him. And with that in mind, it is the type of thing that we try to get across on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, that loyalty is a big part of
what we are loyal to one another.
On the quiet, please. The remarks are in. We are now facing a judge and jury. And loyalty has been a big thing on this show. You know, are we together or are we not together? And there has been some confusion on your part with that.
We all try to
put across a very united front, taking into consideration everything that Oatmeal and Eugene have said, being the one that Oatmeal is really the attitude that he said that he exudes, where he comes to work with respect and love and common sense and and all of that. Eugene, the fact that you have come on this show and been a disruptive force several times and just made people wear things they didn't want to wear and have
don't
to put
do
up
it,
with you
Steven.
And have a nasty
be
attitude
positive, Eugene.
Sometimes, Steven, you know, and just, you know, the crying and all that and just, you know,
I'm sorry.
You know, just not too late for all
He's
that. And just,
I'm
just
so
dealing
sorry.
With this every day and just watching you go back and forth. And just beat us up with your sensitivity at times.
I'm so sorry.
Your flamboyancy and everything. I have decided that it is no longer necessary to have a blog. That I think what should happen, in all fairness, is two parts. First of all, Eugene, I hate to inform you of this, but this segment will no longer entirely be yours.
There's hope. There's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Entirely, he said. Entirely.
What kind of crap?
It ain't the best one I've heard before.
What is that?
Cry.
Yeah.
Sound like it's original.
Oh, he's hurting, Steve.
That's good. That's
you want to step out? Because you love
him.
Man. I told you. I knew when this here started. I knew what it was going to come to. But hey, I'm finna make radio great again.
He crying now, but he won't be crying Saturday night. Am I right, Junior?
Nah, he ain't gonna be crying Saturday night, Tinker. We at the Township Auditorium in Columbia, South Carolina, baby. Here it comes.
Columbia, South Carolina. April Fools, it is Southern Fried Comedy, Township Auditorium. Tickets on sale right now.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter. But before that, fool, what you got?
Yes, sir. Your daughter bit my son.
What?
Your daughter bit my son. Now, here it comes.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Kira?
This is Kira.
Kira Mc.
This is Kira.
Look, do your daughter go to Little Academy?
Yes. Who's this?
And her name is.
Yes. Who's this?
Listen, your daughter then bit my son Joshua on the back.
My daughter bit you? No.
This
no.
is Wilton. Your daughter then bit my son.
Well, Wilton, slow the down. You can't just call my house and tell me my daughter bit your
you
son.
You ain't finna sit here and be cussing at me, lady. I just said your daughter, Sakira, bit my son, Joshua,
no.
in the back.
And I just and said no. I just said no. Two things. One, my daughter wouldn't bite nobody. And two, don't call my house with this tone.
I call with any kind of tone I want to call with. All I'm saying is your daughter done bit my son in the back. And I'm going to tell
and
you
all something. I'm saying is don't call my house with this attitude saying some that my daughter bit your child in the back. My daughter has manners and she wouldn't be biting nobody in the back. What the did your
how
son
the hell if you know somebody go, the how the hell you know what your daughter going to be doing if you ain't there?
Because I raised my daughter.
You raised the
shit. You live with your son?
She ain't
you live with your son or you just come in once a month and try to do some kind of daddy work?
Your daughter ain't but 4 years old. How in the hell you know her that damn well?
I've been with her for 4 years. Where the f*** you been? My daughter does not be biting people around in the back and the neck or any f***ing thing like that. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't call my house with this f***ing attitude.
Well, how the hell you figure I'm a weekend daddy? I'm calling you about what's going on with my child.
I don't think you got your facts straight. So next time you call somebody to tell them about their child, figure out everything about your child first.
All I'm saying is that the people at the academy said Sakira bit my son Joshua in the back.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying because I don't like your tone. So don't call me about my baby. Have her mama call me.
It don't make no difference if a mama or a daddy call, as long as somebody call. Hello? Call her back, dog.
Hello?
Is this Kira?
This is Kira.
Why you hang up on me?
Why are you still calling me and why are you yelling at me? My child didn't bite your child in the back. When I picked up my child, they didn't say to me, your child bit somebody in the back.
Why
I know
you,
my
I,
child. I'm
you,
with my child how, every day. Like I said in the first place, you must be some kind of weekend daddy.
How come
I
you,
know my child. How, I'm with my child every day.
How come
are you? Are you?
I'm with my...
Are you, man, I don't even know who Joshua is. She should have just hit him in the head.
What you ain't going to do is sit here and talk about my baby. Now, you asked me to lower my tone.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up one more
lower game. Your... Lower your hello? Hello? Call her back, dog. Call her back, cat.
Hello?
Don't hang up on me no more, lady.
Don't call my number again.
I'm going to call you until you tell me why your child is beating me. It's biting my child in the back.
I am not in the mood to play with you right now.
You're going
to
mess around and get you and your child's ass whooped. You and your child.
Whoa, guess what? Shakira got a daddy. You talking about whipping somebody's
whoop saying,
Shakira's daddy's. No, you don't have else to say. You can't call my house and threaten me and my child. If my child bit your child, well, that's what the your child deserves. He got whooped.
How you
my daughter whooped your son's. This probably won't be the last time that little fat snotty nose kids get this.
You ain't gonna be talking about me and my son.
With no fake facts. She didn't bite him in the back. She might have whooped his, but my daughter don't play nasty
your
like
that. Your daughter bit
you
my son in the back.
Keep talking. You found my phone number, find my address, and have Shakira's daddy beat your
what?
I said bring your on over here. And the same way my baby, same way Shakira whipped your baby's, my baby daddy gonna whip your. Bring it on.
I'm coming over there and beat you and your child with
like
a belt.
I said, you don't call a woman and tell her you coming over to beat her and her child. You come over here and beat her daddy's. Come over here and beat Shakira's daddy's.
He don't want none of me.
No, you don't want this.
I'm on my way over there now.
Then bring it on in.
Somebody gonna get they
your daddy home all week. Not like your
he ain't got no damn job.
No, you, he got a job.
Y'all gonna make me come over there tonight.
Bring it on right now.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm finna
tell you. Tell me something else, then.
You gonna get bit, and your baby gonna get bit, too.
You gonna bite me and my baby? Shakira dad gonna whoop your.
Can I say something to you?
Say something to me then.
This
say
nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
I am shamed. I am so shamed.
You just got pranked. Ooh. Your sister Glenda told me.
No,
she said.
She didn't. No, she didn't. She said, I told her they couldn't get me for this.
She said, get my. She said, you always tell me, Tommy will never get me.
I told her that wouldn't happen to me. But you can't call somebody and talk about their baby. Oh, hell no. Let me call.
I'm going to hit you
man,
with it.
That's where it came, man. Don't call nobody about that child. You got my heart hurting.
Look, can I ask you something? Let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. You
If you think the prank call was stupid, I promise you, Saturday night, this Saturday, April 1st, me, Junior, and the rest of Southern Fried Comedy in Columbia, South Carolina. Tell them, Junior, we're going to be what?
At the Township Auditorium acting a straight fool. This is it, Tommy. I'm ready, baby. Let's go.
No,
why not?
It's going to be ignorance at its best, Southern Fried, Columbia, South Carolina.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Buckle up, hold on tight. Strawberry Letter 23.
Thank you, Tommy. Subjects torn between mother and wife. Steve and the Morning Crew, my brother has been involved with this one particular woman in his life for about 6 years. They do not have any children just yet, but are engaged to be married. My mother has always disapproved their relationship and has always tried to find a way to come in between them. My brother's best friend is my mother, but he loves his fiance dearly and does not want to lose her. My mother seems to believe that my brother's fiance may have stolen personal property from her, so she went to the police and pressed charges against her. After finding out about this situation, my brother broke his engagement with his fiance, but just recently reunited with her again about 6 months ago. When my mother disowned my brother and told him to never consider himself in our family. You see, Steve, I am 17 years old and have one child on the way and am still in high school. I am scheduled to graduate this year. But when I told my mother I was pregnant, she did not disown me. I just don't understand. My brother is standing with his wife and I am 3 months pregnant. I think my situation is worse. What should my brother do, Steve? Please help him. Thank you, Clueless. Dear Clueless, your brother is not ready to get married, even though you mentioned at the end of your letter that it's his wife, but it's still his fiance, according to your letter. You know what? Your brother's not ready to get married. He needs to grow up first. And guess what? Your mother, his best friend, so-called best friend, doesn't want him to grow up. She is manipulating his life and his relationship. She's jealous of his closeness with his fiance, and she's trying to do everything she can to stop him from being with her. I mean, even to the point of going to the police and pressing charges against her. What really is that? And excuse me, I think if your mom wasn't so involved in your brother's life, she could have been there for you, and maybe you wouldn't have gotten pregnant at 17. Studies show that one of the main reasons that teens get pregnant is to have someone of their very own to love them, okay? And it seems to me as a teen, you're looking for love, you're looking for attention, you know, from your mother. You're only 17, you're in high school, and she's off in your brother's relationship and all of that. So I think your brother should really talk to his mom, tell him to stay out of it. You got to get yourself together because you got a baby on the way, you know? This is all centered around your mom, I think, and her messiness. Steve?
Oh man,
it's crazy.
So many angles I could go with this letter. I want to stay ignorant this morning, but I can't.
Yeah,
because the girl's 17. Yeah. So here we go. I gotta act like I'm a daddy. I don't feel like being this girl daddy this morning. Here we go, love. Let me help you out with something, little sister. First of all,
The one thing that glares out in this whole letter to me is you. You are 17, a high school student, due to graduate. You are 3 months pregnant. You say right after that, I think my situation is worse. I could not agree with you more. You have your whole life in front of you. Oh my goodness. The difficulty that you are facing right now, you don't have any idea how difficult this is going to be. Now, is it doable? Yes, it is. And hats off to every single mother that has accomplished this undaunting task. Because I say it all the time, single mothers are one of the greatest assets in this world today. If it wasn't for single mothers, I can't tell you half the great men you know today, they wouldn't even be here. So, your situation is worse. And what the first thing you need to do is quit worrying about your brother. Because you got to focus on you. You got a situation right here. You're going to need all hands on deck to make this work. So, simply put, don't worry about your brother. Because his problems pale in comparison to the situation you in right now, young lady. Appreciate the letter. Appreciate the loving spirit. And don't stop being loving. But this ain't about your brother. This is about you. Get yourself together. How you going to graduate? What you going to do with your future? See if you can still go to college. Hope your mother can help you with this baby. Because please understand, you will need help with this baby. A child with a child. Let me tell you something. Grown women who have babies need their mother's advice all the time.
Tell me about it.
Because, man, this is brand new. Carla just had a baby. Carla married. Carla got to talk to somebody about the baby.
Yes, sir.
Carla lost her mama and her grandma.
Absolutely.
She would have loved to pick the phone up and talk to these two people. Because she got some things happening to her she don't know nothing about. But she love little Tasha, so she going to make it work.
That's right.
But she got a husband to help her. Husband got a family she can call on.
We need help.
They got money for overnight nannies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Baby, your life is far more important right now than your brother's. But tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what's really wrong with your brother when we come back. But I really want you to get yourself together, though. Uh-huh. All right? We'll be back.
She needs her mom.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back with this here.
Miss.
The letter.
Oh, man. I can't. It's some. You know, I'll try. We'll be back.
All right, Steve. Come on. Let's get to it.
All right, I done talked to the girl. I got to be serious when it comes to these young girls because they're listening. My advice to you is don't worry about your brother. There's no advice you can give him. You need to focus all your attention on you. You're absolutely correct. I think my situation is worse. It is.
Yeah.
So this really should, all our focus should be on you.
17 and pregnant,
but
that's bad.
Let's talk about your brother, whose best friend is y'all mama. Ugh. Okay. This is a mama's boy. Your brother is a mama's boy. You don't know this because you're not familiar with how to detect it because, well, you're 17. This is a mama's boy. What you really need to do is warn his fiance that if she could get out now, she should get out.
Get out while she
Because
can.
She is in for a life of hell. This boy's mama done went so far, you done called the police on your son's fiance. You so ignorant with hate. You so ignorant with this is my man. Cut the unbiblical cord. Yeah. Ladies, I'm going to say this to you. I'm talking about mama's boys. And listen to me. I'm going to show you what this is. See, I may not be an expert on relationships. I do not claim to be. I most certainly am not an expert on women. Lord knows I'm not that. But do I know manhood? Every day I have been. My father started me off to get me to this point right here. Mm-hmm. When I was born, his quest was to turn his little boy into a man. That's all I've been working on. I ain't never had a day off. I ain't never tried nothing else. ain't never went the other way, see how it is. I ain't thought about it. I've been doing manhood. Your brother is a mama's boy. But as long as your brother it has his mama as his best friend, as long as your brother then broke up with his fiance because of how his mama feel, this relationship is doomed. Yep. This relationship is doomed. And any lady that's in that situation, save yourself a bunch of misery because there is nothing you can do about him except two things. And it's no guarantee it'll work, but at least your life will become less stressful. And your mama crazy.
All right, today's Strawberry Letter is posted on steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, Miss Ann will be here with this hour's national news. Get ready for that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what happened there. I apologize. I just was being stupid.
Oh, we're used to it.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. It's all good, man. That's you.
Yeah.
No apologies necessary. No,
y'all accept it. It's okay. Sorry to the listening audience. No, y'all probably at work. I got a job where I can just blurt out.
See, but right before Miss Ann, though?
Well, it probably ain't the best place. I agree with that. I mean, when is ignorance acceptable?
Right, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Miss Ann will be here today, articulately. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody out
morning,
there.
Good morning, Miss Ann.
With the news. Good morning, morning lovely Ms. ladies. Morning. Good morning. Good morning, Junior. Tommy, everyone. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, is coming under mounting pressure to remove himself from his panel's probe into whether Russia meddled in the last presidential election. Nunes is seen as being too close to the White House, especially because he admits that he visited the White House grounds last week, didn't tell anybody, to meet with a, quote, secret source, whom he says told him that members of the Trump administration, or at least the transition team, were incidentally caught up in U.S. surveillance operations. He then holds a press conference and talks to the president, even though he never brought the information back to his committee for any kind of verification that it was actually the right stuff. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Nunes should at least recuse himself from the Russia probe.
It could very well be the case that Chairman Nunes was briefing members of the administration about an investigation of which they are the subject.
Nunes says he's not stepping down. When he asked, you know, why wouldn't he? He says, well, why should I? Why should I? And here it is. Yesterday, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly was asked about remarks that Representative Maxine Waters made Monday evening on the floor of the Congress. She was talking about Trump supporters and patriotism. But instead of responding to Walters' comments intellectually, he opted for the insulting.
Now, I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
However, Congressman Waters has shot back, and she has hit the target.
I'm a strong black woman, and yes, I cannot be intimidated. I cannot be undermined. I cannot be thought to be a friend of Bill O'Reilly or anybody. And I'd like to say to women out there everywhere, don't allow these right-wing talking heads, these dishonorable people, to intimidate you or scare you. Be who you are, do what you do, and let us get on with discussing the real issues of this country. Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes, they have been sued by women. They have had to pay millions of dollars out in fines for harassment. And so we know about that checkered past. And we also know that when a woman stands up and speaks truth to power, that there will be attempts to put her down.
Bill O'Reilly has since apologized.
Come on, Maxine. Yes. My fist is in
by the way,
right
James
now.
Brown didn't wear a wig. Thank you very much. And Congressman Waters' hair is always perfectly coiffed. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Ann Tripp for the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Thank you, Miss Ann. Coming up next, we are still taking your phone calls today. Who makes you jealous? Who is it? You're jealous of them, but you just never admitted it. Now's your chance. Plus, we want to say happy anniversary to Kim Kardashian right after this, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Who makes you jealous? Who is it? You're jealous of them, but you just never admitted it. Now's your chance. Plus, we want to say happy anniversary to Kim. Now, this week marks the 10th anniversary. 10 years since Kim Kardashian became an instant celebrity. Back in March of 2007, her sex tape leaked. Porn company Vivid Entertainment reportedly paid $5 million for the rights to market the X-rated video. Kim and her then-boyfriend Ray J recorded their sexcapades while celebrating her 23rd anniversary or 23rd birthday in Mexico. Steve, now, I gotta ask you this.
Did Ray J get any
as we celebrate... Mm-hmm. Would you have made a sex tape if you could have back in the day?
Nah,
I know you're a different person now, all that. We got that.
20 million out of here. Yeah.
We can't
hear
you.
Yeah,
I said 20 million, yeah. Yeah. who would have to be in the tape, though?
It don't matter for 20 million. You get your butt in there.
No, it didn't matter. You know,
you got a reputation, huh?
I can't. Like, if I'm in a relationship... Me, she can't be in no tape. I would never do that. I wouldn't do it to anybody, really, though. I just wouldn't do it to anybody, to be honest.
20 million, we all in.
Against they will. Now, if they want to, though.
What you talking about?
I know, 20 million, though.
20 million, you better get your leg up. Yeah.
20 million, I wipe
it. Now, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people that are volunteer. But,
for 20 million.
20 million, I'm in there, though.
You
million.
In there?
I am, you know, but she got to want to, though.
20 million. What, Junior, you need anything?
Yeah, we all in there. That's what I said.
I'm running to the kitchen before I come back. You need anything?
See, right there, why is you and Junior in the video, though?
Because it's 20 million. Everybody on the morning show in here.
No.
On film.
So the morning show is doing a sex tape?
20 million.
No.
20 million each?
What? How many of us is? Five?
We got to split the 20 million or we're getting 20
I'm
million.
Still it don't matter.
I'm still
it's
in.
Still divide up right.
What's 5 into 20? What is that?
$4 million.
I'm still in.
At 4 million, you in, Junior?
I'm still in. I ain't got it.
When you and Shirley walk in this room, y'all better not have nothing but glasses.
For 4 million.
Shades.
Oh
Shades.
Not for 4 million.
Not for 4 million.
I need a little bit more.
I think it's
okay,
all
also on, hold the... Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's go. Let's ask this question. Junior?
Yes, sir.
Would you do a sex tape for $500,000?
Yes, sir. And then I would go get me a Wingstop right after that. When you come in there, you can see the person in the sex tape
franchisee.
Take your order.
What is that, Junior? You can see the person in the sex tape.
Take your order.
Hi, I'm Keisha.
Lemon pepper.
I'm Junior's main thing. Girl, you sure was fine. How many wings you want, sir? Girl, you want to holler at me? Do you want lemon pepper or honey barbecue?
Stop playing.
Tommy, would you do a sex tape for $1 million?
This morning. I do it
while
this
we're
morning.
Doing the
soon
show?
Soon as we get off this show. 10:02, I'm naked.
Call yes.
$3 million. A fully released sex tape.
Nope. Not for $3 million. I got a kid. I got a daughter. Nope.
$5 million. $5 million.
Nope.
Yeah, she got a daughter. She got a daughter.
$5 million. You just had to sit out.
$8 million.
Nope.
$15 million.
It's different with women, guys.
Sex tape, Carla. $15 million.
Yeah, 15, huh? You better take one for the family. What's wrong with you?
No.
What?
$15 million. I'll pull Tasha out of school. She won't have nothing of them damn kids got to say.
Homeschooling.
Homeschooling.
You do what? To get over that bullying and teasing
take
and all
ass
that?
Ass out of that school so fast, them kids. She won't even know what them kids are saying.
Oh, God. $15 million. I can't do it. I can't tell my daughter, do
I
as
you.
I say, not as I do. I cannot.
Okay, I understand that. The disruption of her life would not be worth it.
Right.
Okay, Shirley, your baby grown. Come on, let's go.
She's grown. She's 20. That's right.
Yeah.
But still.
15 million.
No.
15
still,
million.
I can't.
You know how many shoes?
$25 million.
25?
Your baby grown.
Million.
She can take this.
$25 million. You and your husband, sex tape.
Oh, okay. My husband, okay. $25 million?
Yeah. sex
is that,
tape.
It's tough. I do it begrudgingly, but I would do it.
$25 million, that's your price.
For that, yeah. That's a tough one because I have a daughter, and even though she's grown, I still have to set an example for her. She's grown. She's only 20, you know. Yeah. She's still got a lot of living, a lot of life to do. Then what am I going to say if she comes to me and she wants to do one, you know? That's but, Mom, it. You did want, you know.
Right, you did.
Got to hear all that.
You don't do like I do. Y'all ain't never been told
like
that
I before. Say.
That's what
so,
I said.
So would you do it for 25 or not?
I'm talking myself out of it because of my child. No. So
you need
no.
to have a talk with your husband first. 50 million. 50
how much?
Million.
How much?
50 how much? Million.
Okay.
Me and Shirley doing the sex.
Yeah, together. 50, that's a good price. That's a good price. That's
Shirley
good,
and Carla. That's
a good price.
Yeah, don't give me and Junior. Yeah. We in there with y'all. Me and Junior cheat. We'll have
but we're
me.
Not splitting the money.
Right, all right, Shirley, Tommy.
Tommy. Listen to me. Okay. $100 million. You and Junior sex tape.
Kissing him dead in his mouth.
Man, you got your
dead in his mouth.
You got your
gazing
mind,
in his eyes.
Gazing in his eyes.
Gazing in his eyes.
Hey,
man.
Hey, dog.
Cupping him, Tommy.
Hey, dog.
Too far, Steve.
Hey, yeah. No, I'm
we
going to
look like we just started a relationship on Oz. The sale just closed. Yes, sir.
$100
million. Me and Junior is Siamese twins.
Spooning and everything. Oh, Junior crying the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't knock Zima his back and everything. I'm taking care of it. What?
You want to skin clear?
What?
This is a sick show.
Oh my God. What? T, you could, for real, man.
What? You heard it? Sitting up in there sprinkling Desinex foot powder all on your feet. I got you right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everyone's talking about the Dave Chappelle comedy special. Dave talked about how he didn't realize that Kevin Hart was so successful now. And he learned the hard way because he took his son to a Kevin Hart concert. Take a listen.
So I took him to the show. And we sit right up front. The lights go down. And one opening act after another goes on. Then Kevin takes the stage. Crowd goes nuts. Thousands of people. I was furious. The longer the show went on, the madder I got. Because this show was outstanding. It was maddening. These people were holding their stomachs. My son was slapping his knee. I'm like, I do this too. Kevin says, good night. The crowd goes crazy. And then everyone starts walking to his door and the lights come on. And then my son is just standing there looking at an empty stage. People are pushing past me and nobody's recognized me. I'm like, man, this place sucks. I said, come on, son, let's get out of here. And then my son looks back at me and he says, Dad, please, please, I have to meet him.
That was outstanding. And so honest.
That's
so honest.
Boy, Dave said, I do that too.
Yeah, what's all this laughing?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So our question of the week, call us and tell us who you're jealous of and who you won't admit it about. All right, 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line one and talk to Danielle out of Nevada.
Danielle?
Yes?
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, good morning, everyone.
What's up, morning. Girl? Vegas, morning. What's up?
Nothing
my favorite
y'all
city.
Y'all want to know what I'm jealous of?
What?
Your radio crew.
Why?
Why?
First of all, I agree with you, Steve. They ganging up on you this morning and they hating. Y'all need to cut that out.
That's what they do.
They ought to be honored to be in your presence.
Who's she talking to?
Oh, you heard it? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Repeat that again, baby, because they missed it.
They ought to be honored to be in your presence daily.
Wait a minute. Danielle, why you can't be honored to be in our presence?
Boom.
Well, because y'all ain't nobody without Steve.
No, she didn't.
I've been told that before. So it don't bother me.
Wow. Thanks for the love, Danielle.
Now, Steve, I can save you some money. If you want to let somebody go because they not appreciate you, I'll come work for you for free. And then I will be honored.
She's crazy.
Yeah, she really crazy.
You know what free gets you? Got sense
go on, Steve. Go on. I like you know what free gets you? Go ahead.
No, I like it. I like it. I think she owned to something.
No, we're not finna get off it. You finna tell her right now what your crew mean to you. Now, you're not gonna sit here and do this and let her leave like that now.
That's right, Tommy.
We're waiting.
You're waiting on what?
Yeah. We're talking
Danielle,
to Steve Danielle.
What y'all hating behind? Yeah. You just hating, girl.
Well, I am hating on y'all, but I love y'all, though.
That's love.
Keep your go ahead, Danielle. Fix it. I'm back on. What's up, girl?
To get close. I'm trying to bid for a job so I can get myself in there. I work for free. I volunteer, do an intern.
That's not how you do it, girl.
That's not how you do it.
Yeah.
I love Steve. He inspires me. And he keeps me grounded and level. He changes my way of thinking. So, y'all, stop hating on him this morning. He finally beat Kevin Hart.
Boo, Danielle.
Steve, I went to the
you think we hate on Steve?
1997. When he was in, they was in Oakland, California.
Yeah, ain't nobody even know Tommy in 1997.
What was I in 1997?
You don't even know. You was a baby.
I was doing plays.
I don't know Tommy, though. I don't even know what he looked like. All I know is he's short from listening to the radio.
See,
she's caught up now. For real.
Go on, keep doing this, Steve. This is why people keep up with their hands.
Tommy, I'm not doing you. You are being done. This woman called
it. Don't let anyone call and talk about your crew like that.
You need to fix this. You need to fix this with this lady. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying nothing bad about Danielle, but you need to fix this.
Mm-hmm. All we do is support him. Danielle, you think we hate on him?
No, y'all don't. Danielle,
this is your way of trying to get a job, and I don't like your approach. But
she's talking about today.
She's
talking about
an internship. I just want to be around Steve so he can keep me inspired and keep me grounded.
But you can listen you to him every day, Danielle, too, for free.
How old are you, Danielle?
Get that book.
46.
That's right about where you at, Tommy. Yeah, yeah. Like if we replace people by age, Tommy, this is your job. Yeah.
How many people you got inside of you, Danielle?
Inside your head, you should say something.
Do you have how many personalities or characters?
Yeah.
Is what he mean. Yeah, how many personalities or characters can you do? That's what he meant.
Didn't mean it, Jesus.
No, we know you did.
Let's go with four.
Ooh, that's more than he got. Hell.
Still want her to work with you?
The good, the bad, the ugly, and the fine wine.
Well, Danielle, let me tell you this here, though. I like what you said. It's very, very funny.
Really?
Is this your wife? Joke.
It's hilarious, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about I was in the flow.
Right.
I was hollering. I will tell you this, though, Danielle. My crew, Junior, Carla, Tommy, and Shirley, is probably the most unreplaceable people I could ever work with in radio. It would be hard for me to find somebody that could come
in. I know.
In here.
They good to you. I know.
Yeah, they good to me. They hate sometime, but I'm used to
it. I knew it was coming.
He gonna fix it or not?
You know, it's just mostly Tommy.
Backhanded compliment.
Well, I just said it's mostly Tommy. Y'all know it's true. You know, and Tommy's not short either. He's vertically challenged. That's different.
That's a politically correct way of saying it.
Shout people no more. You know, like he can't jump as high as he think he can. You know, and you know, the crew is a wonderful group of people that are very supportive and everything. They got their little feelings hurt when you said you could replace them, but they was hating on me
earlier.
You know, and I just, you know, appreciate you coming to my defense and call in anytime, Danielle, but it won't be to
give her your personal private number.
But just every now and then call in to just get everybody in line because sometimes, you know, he forget. And, you know.
Can we ask her this?
Yeah.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Are you excited about getting the Oakland Raiders to Vegas?
I ain't a football fan. It don't matter.
All righty.
Don't try to be her friend, Tommy. She don't like you. Steve probably needs to ask her that question.
I'm just jealous because I want to see Steve's present.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, she answered the question.
Yeah, and they show take it for granted.
Well, come down to the Sand and Soul Festival. You see them all weekend.
Oh, God. Thank you, Danielle. When we come back from the break at 18 after the hour, the pastors are here, Pastor Motown and the one and only Deacon Def Jam.
Deacon Def Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam.
Yeah, it's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem, sure. That's what it is.
We is here.
That goes Sister Rock.
Oh, what is the question of the day, Sister Shirley?
Well, it is, who are you jealous of and haven't admitted it to yourself? Haven't admitted that to yourself. Who are you jealous of?
Want to approach this gingerly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an admission that I have dealt with my entire clerical career.
All right, now.
Who would I be jealous of?
Who might that be?
The old great Reverend Motown.
Uh-huh.
With his sideline hustling buddy, Deacon Def Jam.
That's me.
I have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
I am jealous of Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Yeah, I believe.
So tired.
Yeah.
Of him selling out Australia.
That's right.
Selling out Neverfest.
Mm-hmm.
Every
year. All at the Potter House.
Yeah.
Got people praising and worshiping.
That's right.
Know the scripture. About as good as anyone.
Backwards and forwards.
On my last nerve.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one person that has been a thorn in my side.
Yeah, but he is from West Virginia like you, Pat.
Yes, sir. That's where the jealousy began. I knew in West Virginia the boy had great wrote all over it.
South Charleston, West Virginia.
And I was sitting up there saying to myself, hope he don't make it.
What?
Hope he don't make it.
Why?
He is an international gospel legend.
You made it.
And I ain't on nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ain't ever been requested to speak nowhere. Ain't been the guest pastor at our church. Ain't made an appearance. He done been on the cover of a Time magazine, Man of the Year. Who in the world makes a preacher Man of the Year? Kanye ain't even been on that magazine yet.
Right.
That's who I'm jealous of.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
One and only Bishop T.D. Jakes. Don't nobody know what the T.D. stand for but me.
Oh, yeah? What does that stand for?
T.D. stands for today. Because he all that right now.
Bishop Today Jakes.
He Today Jakes. So jealous. My heart has been filled with jealousy because of his international acclaim and recognition. No one knows Motown unless you listen to this show. I'm jealous of Steve, too.
Harvey?
What's going on?
Hell yeah.
Pastor?
Why?
Because he don't carry me nowhere but this show. He got Family Feud and set up in here and got his ass on Family Feud Celebrity. Don't carry me over there. Got a talk show. Ain't been on there yet.
You need to pray.
You would think he would carry me with him somewhere. But oh no. T.D. Jakes been on his show.
Oh, yeah.
He been on T.D. Jakes' show. All he do is kiss up to T.D. Jakes.
All right. When I'm we sick come of back from the break, 34 after.
Bump Steve and T.D.
Back to back jams.
You get on back to back jams.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back 34 minutes after the Gower. 34 minutes, not the Gower. Gower is Gower and Sunset is where the Roscoe's is.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Hollywood, yeah.
Hollywood. We're gonna play these back to back jam. Back to back jam. Let's go, Cat.
All right.
All right, y'all. We come back after the break. We got time for just one more thing. I'm gonna speak my mind about the healthcare bill. I think I want to say something about that. You know, we don't get to vote on it, but yeah, no, not really.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after the hour, we come back. We here right after this song. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Affordable Care Act and some things I've just been thinking about it lately. We can't vote on it, but it's being put in front of us. And this is, I want to talk about how I felt about it, you know, share my view. Okay. Sure hope the haters don't take a 30-second sound clip of this.
This here's another one for the steppers, right? Spin around and break it down.
All right, we back. Hey, you know what? You know what, man? The health care bill, here's what's alarming. And what I think we're going to have to really recognize the greatness of President Obama and what he really, really tried to do, but also really, really what he was up against while attempting to do it. The Health Care Act. Do you know that there was a thing? I wish I could do the math on it. I don't know the numbers, so I better leave that part of it alone. But they were asking people how many people approved of Obamacare.
Oh.
And it was like a really low number. And then they turned around and asked those same people, well, what do you think of the Affordable Health Care Act? And then they liked that.
Yeah.
But them two was the same thing.
The same thing.
So it just shows you the smear campaign that the Republicans put and the spin that they put on Obamacare to make it, because it was coming from Obama, that it was so bad. And that's why they tried to label it Obamacare, so they could put that negative stigma on it. But what the man actually did was the Affordable Health Care Act, which was outstanding, which is Obamacare. And when those very same people answered the same question and they hate Obamacare, but they like what the Affordable Care Act plan is, that's ridiculous, because people, those are the same things. So what all of these Republicans ran on in all of the primaries, all of the senators, all of the congressmen who were running over the past 7 years, after this man passed his health care bill, you know what that number one thing was? We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. The first bill they put forward, it don't pass, don't get the votes. You know why? Because they never did have a plan to repeal or replace it.
In the beginning.
They never had one. And they kept saying it. All of them that was running for offices on the state level said the first thing they'll do is repeal and replace Obamacare. Then when they had a vote to do it, they couldn't do it. You know why? Because they couldn't take back to their constituents, hey, pre-existing conditions, y'all going to be out of it. That if y'all pass this new bill that Ryan and Trump put forward, 24 million of you will be out of insurance. What? And y'all got to go back home and tell that to y'all people. But you're going to repeal it and replace it with that, and now we have nothing? And now we have nothing? Are you kidding me? And this was the bucket load of crap that we got fed during the Obama administration, what the Republican Party claimed they would do. And they have control of the House, and they got control of the Senate. and they still couldn't get it passed. And they still couldn't get it passed. Because you know what, man? The ultra-conservative Republicans want all of the set-asides cut out the program. Oh, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. They want everything out. Emergency care, Planned Parenthood. See, now they sitting up in there. They can't even pass the new health care bill because it ain't about nothing. Because Obama was right. He was 100% correct. Let's take care of these people who are American citizens who can't afford to take care of themselves. Just like in Canada, you can just go into a hospital and get yourself some help. Preventive medicine, pre-existing conditions. That's what they can do in all other countries. We can't. We ain't paying for that. We ain't paying for emergency health services. Really? That's crazy. And the moderate Republicans couldn't take that back to their units. Now, the ultra-conservatives, they don't care. They don't care, man. Obamacare, man. You know, we got a couple of things to fix on it. But Obamacare was a great thing, man.
Yep.
It really is.
Yep, yep. Well said.
Because it's actually the Affordable Health Care Act. Ta-da. Ta-da.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. So
turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
Go. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.